They agree that green. It's a delivery in warm summer day in that country. It's a Russian by the pond. A mother duck starts hunting her eggs. Oh my, it's getting warm. I wish the egg is hot so I can go for a swim. A few days later, the eggs are starting to break. Chip, chip! Other little ducks were born. They were happy to see the beautiful sunrise and the meadow with these pretty flowers. But mother duck was very wise. One of the eggs did not break. She asked one of the older duck ladies, "Look, what happened to this egg? I cannot leave it." "I bet it's a turkey egg. Why don't you just leave it? Mark my words, it's a turkey egg." The mother duck could not bring herself to leave the nest, and first she had the eggs, which was still left. At last the eggshell broke, and the last duckling came out. "My, you're an ugly little thing. You certainly don't look like any of our other children." The little ugly duckling felt very sad that his mother did not like just where he looked. He was so much bigger than his brothers and sisters that they did not like him at all. The mother duck took them swimming in the pond, and the ugly duckling swam right along with the rest of them. "She had nothing," he swim. "He behaved it fine. Quack, quack, come along, children." They started walking single file. They passed an old duck who sat very proudly in the middle of the yard. "Now, children, bow on your feet to that already duck. She's very important." They all bowed as best as they could. The other ducks did not like to have all those new ducklings playing with them.
"We have too many people here already. We don't need anyone. And look at that sucking. He is so ugly."
Suddenly, a big duck jumped out of the crowd and bit the ugly duckling in the neck.
"No, no, be kind to him. He's still so young."
"I know, but he's so big and funny looking."
The mother expressed that he was in the air too long, and that made him different from the others. She tried, but could not love him as much as she loved it. Everybody chased him and made fun of him, and they all said,
"He's too big and too ugly."
Even his mother finally said, "I wish you're far away from here. You just don't fit into a hurry." This made the duckling so sad that he decided to run away. He half walked, half flew, and got over the fence. Little birds that were sitting in the bushes behind the fence flew away in all directions. "That's probably because I'm so ugly," he kept right on going until he finally reached his first swamp. There he just slept for the rest of the night, too tired to move any further. The next morning, he met two wild ducks.
"Who are you?" she asked.
And the duckling bowed to them as nicely as he could.
"You are very ugly, you know. But as long as you don't come near us, you can stay."
The poor fellow. All he wanted was some fruit and a place to listen in the swamp. He lived there for some time when two young geese came by.
"Hello there. Finally here by yourself. Come with us, we are fine stuff."
"That's very kind of you, but..." The geese took off into the air, and suddenly there were two large bangs. Both geese fell down dead from the hazard bridge. Then a big dog came and took them away. He thinks that the duckling but let him alone.
"Thank goodness I'm so ugly, even he did not want me,"